Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. In Hawaii, one woman disciple went into see Srila Prabhupada and brought her one-year-old daughter with her. The temple president introduced her, telling how they were trying to arrange that this woman could earn money for her needs without unduly straining the temple's finances. The woman said that she heard there was a job picking guavas available on the island. Prabhupada said, no, a woman with a child should not take such strenuous labor. When she said that as an alternative, she could distribute his books, Prabhupada smiled and approved, yes, do that. While this talk was going on, the woman's young child began to play with papers on Prabhupada's desk. No, said Prabhupada, shaking his finger at the child. The woman picked up her child and placed her beside her, but the little girl crawled forward and started to touch Prabhupada's feet. No, the mother called out, and she began to drag her child away. But Prabhupada said, my papers she should not touch, but my feet, that is all right. You must learn how to instruct the child properly. Knowing that her time in the darshana was soon up, the mother tried to introduce a philosophical question to get some spiritual benefit from the rare opportunity of talking to Srila Prabhupada. She asked, how do you become free from fear? Prabhupada replied by giving the example of Prahlada Maharaja. For him, Prabhupada said, he saw everything as coming from Krishna, whether it was good or bad, whereas for the demon, there was only fear. Prabhupada then drank water and held the cup out to the small child. By now, however, the child was getting tired and cranky. She refused the water and threw herself on the ground, hitting her head in a temper tantrum. Before she actually began to cry, Prabhupada interrupted her and said, look, pointing to the floor. You have broken the floor. The child immediately got up, stopped crying and looked at the floor. Then Prabhupada gestured that they should leave. Thank you. Hare Krishna.